कुञ्जाविहारी राधा माधा कुञ्ज विहारी गोपीतन वल्लभा गिरिवरधारे गोपीरन वल्लभा गिरिवरधारे सुरनन्दन व्रज जननन्दन यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरन्दन मुनतीरावनचारि रामुनतीरावनचारि राधा माधा कुञ्ज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुञ्ज विहारी गोपीजन वल्लभा गिरिवरधारे गोपीजन वल्लभा गिरिवरधारे सुरनन्दन व्रज जनरन्दन यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरन्दन रामुनतीरावनचारि जय राधा माधव कुञ्ज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुञ्ज विहारी नन्द यशोद दुला गिरिवरधारी गोपाल Jayananda Yasoda Dula Girivala Dhari Gopal Jayananda Yashoda Dula Girivara Dhari Gopal Jayananda Yashoda Dula Girivara Dhari Gopal Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Wichtig mit dem
Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Radha Gita Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada 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 Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jai Gauranitai Jai Radha, Madan Mohan, Radha, Madan Mohan, Radha, Madan Mohan, Shri Radhe Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Shri Radhe Aibo Radhe, 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 Radhe. Jaya Krishna, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Krishna. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parabraja Gacharya Stato Stasi Simat Abdumusta Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
In today's meeting, I would like to make three philosophical points to you, and these will be, so to say, my essential message to you. It will be also my attempt to point you spiritually into a direction. It comes in the area of upadesh. Upadesh are spiritual instructions. So please. Kindly be very attentive. I have not made more than 3 points. And after this 3 points, we have to see how the time goes. If there is time for a cultural contribution, we will have to see, really. And then I will make some practical points. Travels, I will tell you of my mistakes. And I will have a surprise for you. This is what this meeting is about. Let us now first start with the philosophical points. I will read to you a very nice point from the Bhagavatam. I hear there's some sound in the background. Is it an airplane? Oh, yeah, it's from outside. Ja, wie war, bist du unser Fenstermann, der, wenn's gut geht, du kannst es ja dann auf und zu machen, nach Bedarf, ja. In the Bhagavatam, there is a very interesting section. You know, Prahlad Maharaj is going to become educated as a diplomat and politician, according to the plan of his father. He is in a very prestigious school with the elite of society, the sons of the ministers of the ruler. And a problem develops in the university, or in the training of Prahlad. Whenever his teachers go out, he starts a kirtan in the classroom. And this is a severe problem, because he's doing this in a society of asuras, who are determined enemies of Lord Vishnu or Krishna. When the teachers find out that Prahlad Maharaj makes a silent revolution, which becomes a loud revolution, I mean, kirtan is a loud thing, that teachers become worried. Worried for two reasons. Their pupils are
influenced in a totally different direction. And the second reason is a very selfish reason. When the educational ministry of Hiranyakashipu finds out about this scandal in the school, they will most probably torture these two teachers, Sanda and Amaka. They're in a very, very existential crisis. They have to fear for their lives, and their whole value system is toppled. And they begin to ask Prahlad Maharaj, from where did you get this? We didn't teach you this. Why do you bring trouble to the school and to yourself and ourselves? And then Prahlad Maharaj gives a very interesting answer to this question. From where do you have this? He will, in his answer, describe his own position in Krishna consciousness. He will say it's automatic. Everyone is attracted to Krishna. It is it is very automatic. And Prabhupada gives a very nice purport to this, which is very instructive to us. So please let us listen very carefully. Let us give our last, for these 3 points, I request you to give your very best. Yata brahmyat yayo brahman svayam akasha sanido tatame vidyate chetas chakrapana yadrityaya. I'm very sorry for this noise. O brahmanas, my teachers, as iron attracted by a magnetic stone moves automatically towards the magnet, my consciousness, having been changed by his will, Krishna's will, is attracted by Lord Vishnu, who carries a disc in his hand. I have no independence. Purport. For iron to be attracted by a magnet is natural. Similarly, for all living entities to be attracted toward Krishna is natural. And therefore the Lord's real name is Krishna, meaning he who attracts everyone and everything. The typical examples of such attraction are found in Vrindavan, where everything and everyone is attracted by Krishna. The elderly persons like Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi, the friends like Sridham, Sudham, and the other cowherd boys, the gopis like Srimati Radharani and her associates, and even the birds, the beasts, cows and calves, are all attracted. The flowers and fruits in the gardens are attracted. The waves of the Yamuna are attracted. And the land, the sky, the trees, plants, animals, and all other living beings are attracted by Krishna. This is the natural situation of everything in Vrindavan. Now, a change in mood. Just contrary to the affairs of Vrindavan is the material world, where no one is attracted by Krishna and everyone is attracted by Maya. This is the difference between the spiritual and material worlds. And Prabhupada explains about Hiranyakashipu. He's the representative of the Mayavasis, the residents in the kingdom of Maya. Hiranyakashipu, who was in the material world, was attracted by woman and money. whereas Prahlad Maharaj, being in his natural position, was attracted by Krishna. Hiranyakashipu, therefore, needed purification. He needed some purification. Hare Krishna. Why do we feel so happy in a festival? We feel happy in a festival if an atmosphere is created, or when the atmosphere is created, where we can feel attracted to Lord Krishna. Intuitively we know that this is our high peak experience in our life. And peak experience is a word which comes from psychology, and it refers to those moments which are the highest moment. For a materialist, these highest moments are very much in the area of romance, or climbing a mountain and finally reaching the top after almost having had three deaths on the mountain, and then sitting on the mountain. And it's a real peak experience, not only in a geographical way, but also in an emotional way. Or maybe for someone who is a jnani, who likes to construct theories in his mind, when he finally has the Durchblick, he sees certain principles, he understands them, and maybe he can even tell them to others who then become convinced of his insights. It is a peak moment. People in peak moments, they cry, for instance. People in peak moments of their lives, feel very, very, they seem to see the relationship between everything in the world. It's a wonderful experience for them, an experience for which they are ready to give their whole lives, and so on. For a devotee of Lord Krishna, the peak experience of his life is when he feels the reawakening of his, the spiritual inclinations and spiritual desires. I remember on the way to Gomukh, a sacred pilgrimage, we passed an ashram of a great sadhu. He was a very humble man. His name was Gangadas, because he had taken shelter at the bank of Mother Ganga. And he lived a very simple life. He was very unassuming, also überhaupt nicht eingebildet. And remember we visited him. He was blind. He had beautiful deities of Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman, and these deities were really effulgent, and he came to the deities each morning. He had to be led from his room. He was very old, before the deities. And I remember I was also there and stood next to him, and I saw him crying. The blind man was crying before his deities. Then on our way back from Tapovan is a little higher than Gomukh, we again passed his ashram, and we had a discussion with him through a dolmetscher, a translator. I had heard that one of the richest men of India had suggested to Gangadas an eye operation so that he could see again. So I asked him, why don't you take the eye operation, Gangadas? Gangadas looked at me with his blind eyes, and he said, I do not need eyes to see the world any longer. I want eyes to see God. That was Gangadas. He was moving in his life towards the peak experience. That is his most desired appearance. And I think he will see soon his goal of Salem, because he was so eager and he was so, how do we say in proper language, he had one very clear goal before his eyes. We as devotees may not be as highly placed as Ganga Das in his devotion to his Ishta Devata, but we also know a very simple rule. I feel happy when I remember Krishna, and I'm miserable if I forget him. This is a very, very commonplace understanding which each devotee in the Hare Krishna movement knows in his heart. So today I want to give you some tips how you, in your own life, can move towards your peak experience, the best experience of your life, which makes your life worthwhile. It is a very interesting section of the Bhagavata in which the greatest sadhus, I feel really like in the tradition when you want to make a very important point, you don't just start to talk blah 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 and this is my point, please listen. You say, this point was made in an earlier discussion and then it gains weight. The discussion which I will refer to now, is a discussion between the four Kumaras who came to King Prito, who was the emperor of the world. They came to King Prito because Prito had made a very nice sacrifice to the Lord and had worshipped the Lord very nicely. And then the Lord told him, the reward for your nice worship is that very soon you will meet proper sadhus. If you worship Krishna properly, if you do nice, the result is that you will have a very fulfilling sadhu sangha. A very nice meeting with devotees. A very nice meeting also with your spiritual master. I know this also very, very much. We had, Prabhupada had given us the instruction to make big concerts all over Europe. And finally, we had the Gauranga Bhajan group together. We had devotees together who wanted to get people, and we had programs, my dear devotee, with up to 30,000 people dancing in ecstasy, shouting and crying, because we just took them on their level where they were and just pushed them up. At that time I danced so much you cannot believe, because my role was to get them wild, and I was throwing flowers and waters and myself even on top of them just to get them going with some spiritual ecstasy and so on. We were conceiving the programs like this, that people must feel Krishna consciousness to become convinced. And they did. At one stage we had the whole rooftop, we had flowers, like 10 tons of flowers under the rooftop, and there was a sign which I would make to my flower man, plang, and then the flowers would rain down. People were, we are in a spiritual world, it can only be this, and so on. And yes, at the end of these programs, I used to constantly have visions of Prabhupada appearing before me, Prabhupada appearing in the program, Prabhupada coming into the hall, and I would see myself greeting Prabhupada with so much excitement. All my dreams were fulfilled. And I, Prabhupada, I will show you the best place. Come after me. You know, just move after me. I will take the people aside so that you can comfortably go. Then we went to the Steuerpult. And I situated Prabhupada and I said, Prabhupada, please allow us to, please tell us, how should we do the program? Would you like to have it only traditional, or can we do a little Western spice in it? And Prabhupada looked at me and he said, do as you always do, I want to see. And of course, this is for the disciple, the high point. The spiritual master comes to see, and then I would see the program in my dream for hours going on, and Prabhupada rising at his place and dancing in ecstasy. We had this very nice meetings with our spiritual master, because I think we worshipped Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda during these programs, who ordered us to, who have given the order to spread Krishna's holy name all over the world. And then they blessed us to meet our spiritual master. So Prithu Maharaj had just finished a huge sacrifice where Lord Vishnu appeared and he blessed him. You will soon meet the devotees, my great devotees. And Vishnu disappeared. And a little later, the four Kumaras came. And listen how the four Kumaras started their instructions of Prithu. They told about the two principles of spiritual life. It's very, very intense what they say. They say it has been conclusively decided in the scripture. They say, we also don't say, it's not that we just make a point, scripture make the points. After a lot thinking very deeply about it, the scripture has decided that the ultimate goal, the ultimate peak moment for the welfare of human society is detachment from the bodily concept of life and increased and steadfast attachment for the Supreme Lord, who is transcendental beyond the modes of material nature. And Prabhupada then makes it very clear. We will now get a little fresh air for you, because now it gets really intense. Prabhupada makes it very clear in the scripture, in his purport, that if you wish to renounce the material level to get your peak experience, your highlight in a spiritual life, you must increase your attachment to Krishna. If you do not increase your attachment to Krishna, you will never be able to decrease your bondage to material life. It will just be a fairy tale. Krishna consciousness will just be an illusion for you. It will be some words, some philosophically convincing lectures, and so on. But you will never experience it. You will remain like in the movement for Krishna consciousness, like a rock who is in nectar, but who has never absorbed the nectar, who always remains full of just this stone-cold rock. The Bhagavatam tells us in the 11th canto, what is the use of practicing religions if your hairs don't stand on end and if you don't cry in ecstasy? Hare Krishna. So they go to a peak experience. Prabhupada in the Chaitanya Charitamrita said, what is the use if you will not see Krishna? Ours is a movement of experience of God. But before this experience of God will happen, you have to become attached to him. You have to have Rati in your heart. Or attachment to the Lord. This whole movement of Krishna consciousness is often approached, I feel, in a very, very wrong way. Also by many devotees. The way they approach the movement is after some time, oh, the four rules and regulations. Ugh. Oh, this heavy program, morning program. Oh, so 16 rounds. So much pressure and demands on my time. Reading, going into the temple, and devotees become restless. If you approach Krishna consciousness by finding out only the rules and regulations of which help you to lead a sattvic life, you might, after some time, become disappointed. You might become disappointed by your own failures to follow just everything super perfect always. You might be disappointed because your heart doesn't change by this method. You might be disappointed because you find out that the people whom you live together are not as saintly as you projected it in the beginning. You might even feel disappointed in your relationship with your guru because you see him as someone who is demanding something from you which you just can't always give and don't always want to give. You must not approach Krishna consciousness from the point of only detachment. Detachment is very, very, very important. And please don't send this lecture out on email to some conservative parties in our society that I now want to get rid of rules and regulations and detachments. This is absolutely not what I'm saying. I'm saying we must approach Krishna consciousness from a different direction. That doesn't mean we give up rules and regulations and detachment. But we must come from another direction. Krishna consciousness is the plus movement, not the minus movement. Plus means you must see how you can get your attachment to Lord Krishna going. Prabhupada in the beginning, in the middle, and in the end of the movement made it very clear to us. We are too fallen. We are not yogis to go through that vairagi path. We must come through the bhakti path to Krishna. That is, to increase our attachment to Krishna. Now the four Kumaras talk to the king of the world, and they have said very at the outset, you must become detached and you must become attached. Now they will speak on this subject. They say now, attachment for the Supreme can be increased. And they will now give a list. Would you like to hear this list?
Yes.
I have made, if you want to hear this list, you must read it. I will not tell it to you. Take a note, 4th canto, 22nd chapter. Verse 22nd to verse 26th. All of you who are you consider yourself to be my disciples, you must read this. It's very, very important. I will surprise you. I will not tell you this, how you can increase your attachment to Krishna. You will have to find this out yourself, because then I'm sure that you are interested in this. I've told you so many things, but you have not done it. Now do this one thing, to read in the scripture your list of how to increase your attachment. But because I like to lecture, I will give you a summary. It's just for my own purification. But you must read it. The first point Sanat Kumar does is you must serve a devotee. And this means you must hear from him. Rupa Goswami has said, Ado Guru Vashaya. You must take shelter in your spiritual master. Saddhama Pritcha, you must ask him questions. What is my Saddhama, my Sanatan Dharma? And then Sadhu Marga Anugamanam, you must follow not only your spiritual master, you should not become, it shouldn't become only focused on him. You must follow the proper sadhus, and in this way develop your attachment. They make a second point. They say, if you begin to serve your spiritual master, you will get from him a seed that is a certain understanding of bhakti. I very much liked one offering of one devotee who was very moved. I hope it was not moved because he didn't have enough sleep or prasadam, because we are more moved when there is not enough sleep and not enough prasadam. I'm approaching this very carefully, being moved in Krishna consciousness. But he said, when he heard his spiritual master saying Krishna, then he felt this is very real, Krishna is there. This is what it means to get the seed, that you become moved in Krishna consciousness. This is how we all became attracted to Prabhupada. He said just, it was these simple things like how he talked about Krishna. Like a little while ago I heard a lecture of a Prabhupada. You know, he talks about deity worship. And then he says to his disciples, never, please, never become puffed up. He continues to talk. Because we are so insignificant, and you begin to note something is happening in Prabhupada. Ooh, let me hear now very attentively. This will be a very deep lecture. And then, actually, I think I have posted it in my notebook. Sorry. I hope I have posted it. I must have posted it because it's so good. Oh, please let me. Yes, here. Prabhupada says, because the bhakta is offering, he cannot refuse. Yomang bhaktya prayachati. Real thing is bhakti. What you can offer to Krishna. Everything belongs to Krishna. What have you got? What is your value? And what is the value of your things? It is nothing. Therefore, real thing is bhaktya. Real thing is your feeling. Krishna, kindly take it. I have no qualification. I'm most rotten. I'm fallen. But, and then Prabhupada begins to cry, but I have brought the thing for you. Please take it. This will be accepted. Don't be puffed up. Always be careful. You are dealing with Krishna. That is my request. Thank you very much. If you want to find this beautiful thing, it's on the from the lecture 16.7.69. This means the 16th day of the 7th month in the year 69. He gave this thing. And when I had heard this when I was very young in Krishna consciousness, I remember I heard this and Prabhupada began to cry and said, please accept this little thing. I have no qualification. And then he says to us, please don't be so puffed up. Just know you're dealing with Krishna. And I thought, well, this is real. I mean, he sees Krishna and he's telling me to not be puffed up. And I must be careful because I'm dealing with Krishna. Even I was so young and restless, I thought, whew, yes, this is the truth. I will also do. I have understood. Thank you, Prabhupada. This is very important. When you the service which you do to your spiritual master, the prime service is you hear from him. It's not an entertainment. It's devotional service. When you come to hear from your guru, don't come with the attitude, I hope I hear a new story, and so on. Serve the hearing process and water the seed of devotional service. Wonderful. I'm sorry, I have to see now. 23. Letzte. Prabhupada says, by serving both the spiritual master and Krishna, he gets the seed of devotional service, and if he sows the seed within his heart and waters it by hearing and chanting, it grows into a luxuriant bhakti lata or bhakti creeper. And then Prabhupada says, the purport is that one cannot live outside the society of devotees. One must live in the association of devotees, where there is constant chanting and hearing of the glories of the Lord. The Krishna consciousness movement is started for this purpose, so that hundreds of ISKCON centers may give people a chance to hear and chant, to accept the spiritual master and to disassociate themselves from persons who are materially interested. So Prabhupada is very clear about this adaptation. To hear about Krishna is the direct way, not of increasing your attachment, and you must do so by hearing from your guru and from the sadhus, in plural number. And I want to end this little philosophical section by reading you one of the things which, because I know I have disciples who are also mathematically inclined. They like, oh, this is a little bit too spiritual for me. Can you give it a very, not spiritual, a little bit too, can you just make it, give a formula. Here is a formula. The more, if you want to note it down, 4th canto, chapter 2nd, text, numero 25. The more we hear from realized souls, the more we make advancement in our devotional life. The more we advance in devotional life, the more we become detached from the material world. And the more we become detached from the material world, as advised by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the more we increase in attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Note that the way to become detached is to become attached by hearing. And the more detached you are in this way, the more you increase again the deeper forms of attachment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, a devotee who actually wants to make progress in devotional service and go back home, back to Godhead, must lose interest in sense enjoyment and associating with persons who are after money and sense gratification. Now, please, when you hear this encouragement for detachment, don't go in the old paradigm. I don't want to hear about detachment. This is the paradigm which we have brought as conditioned souls. We give it up for a little time when we join and are very enthusiastic. Then we can tolerate if someone says, give up attachment. But then when we, after some time, we can't tolerate this any longer. Because we feel... How does it work, please? Please show me examples. It will work if you increase your attachment. This is very simple formula of Lord Krishna. He says, parandrishtvani vatate. You can, it's so difficult for the conditioned soul to give up lower tastes, but it can be done if the conditioned soul gets his attachment, gets a higher taste. It can be done. It's not impossible. It is possible. It does work. Really, it works. Please believe me. And once again, the prime process to increase your attachment is hear what interests you also. drink through your eyes. Pibatam Bhagavatam Amritam. Pibatam means drink the nectar of the Bhagavatam. If you don't do this, your Krishna consciousness will be theoretical, so on. Don't say, no, I how can I do? I have not taste. I'm not a reader. You all have taste. You like the program yesterday. Some of you were dancing very enthusiastically. And even those who had to go earlier to bed, they were very much enjoying the festival. I had the feeling there was a very enjoyment atmosphere in the festival. So you can get enlivened in Krishna consciousness. It's not impossible. But you must know how. And now, I want to really request you, read this section of the Bhagavatam, read it regularly, study also this section, and find out how to find the formula, how it will work for you. I really can guarantee you, if you make this devotional service of trying to understand Sanatana Goswami and Srila Prabhupada, and really take notes on it and see how it will work, you will find a do list which will bring you back to Godhead. All right, Tribhanga, you will do it? Good. I have Tribhanga's word. This is my first point. It's my first point was increasing attachment to Krishna. This is very important. Now comes the second point. Now it will be very, very much easier. See, my dear devotees, I want to tell you, I myself, knowing that I have to do this and I'm doing it, why do you think I go to Vrindavan once a year for 1 month? It is very difficult for me. I have become old. I was too wild in my, too energetic in my youth. My body is old. It constantly breaks down. And, to be in Vrindavan, then, you know, do you know what this means? You have to go to the pump and you have to wait before the pump. And then the water is too cold. And then you have to take a shower. And then usually when you take a shower, because you're not so experienced, the water sprinkles and the light goes out. And this is the most difficult moment in my life. When they are soaked in, I cannot see the hand before my eyes. I have no idea where the water is. Then I approach it, then I glide out. There were algae on the floor, bang, and sit on my Allerwertesten. And then I think, really, can I do this? I feel I'm almost too old for this. I should go into retirement when I'm 50, and I'm now almost 50. The mind gets very. But I do it because I need to be alone with the holy name and increase my attachment to the holy name. It's very important to do this. You may not like to do this, but other forms where you can really increase your attachment to Krishna. It's something you have to work on. It doesn't come just, how do you say? It comes automatically when you sit in a festival, but outside of the festival, you have to work a little bit. You have to plan your life that you get your attachment to Krishna. It's not a Nebenpunkt. It's not a side punkt. It's the most important point which will decide whether you have a happy Krishna conscious life, happy relationships with devotees, and so on, or whether you go back to the material world, like is seen in any spiritual institution where a chance is offered. But most people don't check what is the chance, what is it all about. Prabhupada said this whole movement is about hearing from Krishna. That's all. Hare Krishna. So, next point is, now I will make a little intense point. Very often I have seen in the life of my disciples, in my own life, that they come to a certain point where It's a deciding point. And I have very deeply thought about this and meditated about it and asked Lord Krishna, asked for an answer. Why is it that we lose so many devotees? See, this is an existential question for someone who gives initiations. I want that every one of you goes back to God. It's my duty to help you. It's my commitment. And of course I'm thinking, when I look at the young, enthusiastic devotees who are trembling with excitement to receive their beads and so on, I just, in my heart, I pray, I really wish you all the best. Please make it. Please don't fail yourself. Please don't, and so on. But in my heart, there is this threatening question. Why do people leave? And is it all right to continue? Sometimes this question is like a demon standing before me and coming from all sides and screaming at me. You are doing something which no one can do. You're trying to inspire people, but who remains inspired? And I'm losing almost, this is so threatening, and I'm only a very sensitive person. And then I'm thinking, yeah, why is it? And how can the devotees break through that breaking point, which breaks many? And by Krishna's inconceivable mercy, just I was thinking, what can I want to encourage my audience very much. I got an understanding. And the understanding came in an interesting way. I heard how someone quoted Virachandra Das, a very dear disciple of mine who is in Croatia. I will see him soon. He could not come because only one of the couple can come there, Madhavi and Virachandra. One has to work and so on. And someone quoted him saying that Virachandra said in a Sunday lecture something very interesting, which made me think. And then a whole chain of thoughts started. He had discussed, I don't know really what his subject was, but he came to a point where he said, many of us have, he said, when you come to an obstacle in your life, most probably, this is the obstacle which you had faced in your last life and you couldn't overcome it. He said, this was how he was quoted. And I read it in a letter. And, you know, because I give lectures also, I have a normal interest how others give lectures and what they say. So I was thinking about this point. And as I was thinking about this point, I was going in my mind back to the sacred Kali Gandaki River in the Himalayan mountains where we had made a pilgrimage a few years ago. It's a place where Bharat Maharaj, the emperor of the world, renounced his kingdom. He sat there at the side of the Kali Gandaki and, he increased his attachment for the material world again, and he had to be reborn again. And then he took that failure with him and he understood his lessons. I must be very careful with, and I must look for good association in this life. And he did so. He had learned his lessons. So I saw this. I will not go into the detail here. But Raj Mohan will open the window again to help us with the oxygen factor. You are the friend of all of us, Raj Mohan. You are giving us prana. Yes. Everything started to come. See, all of us conditioned souls, not only we Hare Krishnas, Hari Boholm, we are on a path of evolution. The path has brought us to the human form of life. Now we are in the, we have a spiritual lifestyle. We are initiated in an ancient traditional school, the Gaudiya Sampradaya. And we are evolving from the point where we were bhaktas and didn't know anything and cleansed our nose in the wrong way and could never imagine to give up meat eating and so on. We have evolved. We have continued our evolution. Now, my dear devotees, sooner or later, each one of you will come to the point where he was working already on in the last life. And the amount of your sincerity and also attachment to Krishna will decide whether you break on through to the next step in your evolution. Have you noticed how enthusiastic young devotees are? Gaura Shiromani is a Bhakta Lila leader. If you notice, I mean, when you see, he's not here, so he will not be angry at me. But there's one Bhakta Michael who has hair, how he dances. Have you noticed? He cries also when he dances, because for him it's a peak experience, more valuable than any sense gratification he has experienced. Have you noticed this? It's amazing. I usually stand there and go like, wow, very good, very good. I will also now dance. And then I rarely get into dancing when my disciples are there because I fear I will be misunderstood. but it can be very nice to dance. And one needs God brothers also to dance who share the same mood of ecstasy and so on. And I look at them, the young devotees, and I feel very good. Or you know, when you were chanting and the Maharajis were going on, wow, and I was going, wow, very good, louder. why is this enthusiasm so much there? And it's genuine. It's a real peak experience. It means it moves into the heart, the spiritual energy. It starts to move the pranas there. Prana means, and then the life force, and then the dancing comes. It has to be expressed. This and the crying comes. It's a genuine experience. It's you can make a biological analogy of what is biological description. When ecstasy touches the heart, the pranas are agitated, and you start to move. Your water moves, your earth moves, the elements move, and then you dance or express it in other ways. What you experience here is the person who, the beginner in Krishna consciousness, has a moment of recognizing this. This is true. This is what I always wanted. He picks up, he recognizes something which he knows. You can't recognize something which you don't know. It's known to you. It's within you. Otherwise, you couldn't resonate. And he continues there. He picks it up. Wow. And he goes on. And after some time, because he was spiritual in the last life, he had an evolution which brought him to the human form of life. And now he continues. He recognizes, wow, this is great, this is all. And then after some time, there it is. The granitsa. Granitsa means, what means granitsa? Border, thank you. The granitsa has come. The border, the old border, which some of you have not passed for several lifetimes. Let me explain to you Bilva Mangala Thakur's life. He was in his previous life a dedicated servant of his spiritual master Somagiri and went up to a certain point, but because he was very sensual, he came down. He fell down in some ways. He was born, like the Bhagavad Gita says, in a family of rich people. And was very pious. His father was extremely pious. But as he grew older, again this barrier came, this granitsa, his uncontrolled appetite for sense enjoyment. especially it was in the realm of sexuality. He was really uncontrolled. He was married, but it was not enough. He had to go to a prostitute. And he was there, and he had a very nice hours of sense enjoyment, and she was a devotee. There's nothing uncommon in India to find such ladies who have a profession where you wouldn't think that they are devotees, but then they are in their private life great devotees of the Lord. So one day he came to her. It's a long story. I should tell it briefly because you all know the story in essence. He had to go through weather. He had to cross a raging river. He had to fight with wild dogs or wolves or something, with a python and so on. And finally, ripped into many pieces, he stood before this lady. The lady of the horizontal position. Then this lady said to him, she was very amazed. He said, "Wow, you did so much austerity to come here. Bilva Mangale, but just think, if you would take the same energy to serve Krishna, huh?" No, she said even differently. To become self-realized, which you use to enjoy this temporary body. If you use the same energy to realize your eternal self, by now you would be self-realized. And do you know how the commentators describe? At this moment, the door or the window of time opened, the window to the past, which is closed for most of us. But for Bhiva Mangala Thakur, this window to the past opened. And he saw for a moment through that window his spiritual master from the last life, Somagiri, speaking to him through this lady of the horizontal position. It were his words. He recognized these words. He had heard them in a last life many times. My dear disciple, if you would just consider putting the same energy which you put for that temporary, illusory, material existence, if you would put that for self-realization, you would be, wow, so self-realized. And you know, I think you can understand this was one of the spiritual peak moments which we discuss here. It was going in his heart and he began to, you know, looking through that window in the past and then seeing that. Vishakha, imagine the window would open for you and you would see how in your past life you were maybe a saintly lady in the Himalayas worshipping Lord Gopal with incense and tears. And you would see that. Imagine this. You would go, most probably we would faint, I can imagine, if that window would open. And we would see such a scene, not the scene of smoking Marlboro or something, but such a scene. And we would know, that's me. All of you had such a thing. You wouldn't be in Krishna consciousness if you wouldn't have gone in a journey of evolution. Even David can see this point. He understands it differently, though. We have a journey which brought us here, and so on. And several of you, my disciples, I can tell you without being very... I have a feeling of some of your past evolutions, but usually... I've told some of you also what that feeling is. I have a feeling where I failed in my last life, and I know very precisely where the same test comes up again. And when I talk about my mistakes, you will hear one of these areas where my granitsa is, which I have to work on, my border. But please, my dear devotees, my point is, what I want to tell you is, when the obstacle comes, You should not go mental. Ugh, the obstacle. Become bitter. Oh, you foolish this, foolish that. You are at fault for my misery. You should become enthusiastic. Okay. Now let me understand first of all, what is the obstacle? Where lies the problem? Most probably you will see Maya has tricked you to think the problem is somewhere where it is absolutely not. So you analyze the situation. Be willing to hear from others. Please give me a little feedback. I'm too much in my own mind. I can't see the forest from all the trees. Ich kann also den Wald vor lauter Bäumen nicht sehen. I don't see the essence of this problem before me. Please, you tell me how you observe me. I'm ready to hear. Don't be afraid. I won't even comment. I will just give you a cookie in all cases. Just tell me honestly. I need to know. And then you analyze the situation a little bit more. Then go from the spiritual perspective. I'm an eternal soul. I'm a part and parcel of Krishna. I want to go back to him. I can go back to him. He wants me to go back to him. And this understanding, I'm dear to the Lord. He has appeared for people like me as Mahaprabhu. He has sent the Shastras in my life. He has sent a spiritual master in my life. And I'm dear. I'm not unimportant to him. And from this position of strength and courage, look at the problem and you will think it's really not so important to stay before the granite, sir. You can really put a little iron on your head at the cartels and then go like, one, two. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, and by this, go through this. Yes, you will see it's not so big, but you must see it from a different position. You must see the situation from the spiritual position. Otherwise, the problem will be too overwhelming for you. You will, if you don't take a little distance, if you don't assure yourself of your ontological position of being part of Krishna, if you don't assure yourself that Krishna cares for you, that you are loved by him, that he wants you to come. You know, he stands on the other side of the granite, sir. Your guru stands there. Your devotee friends stand there who are really your friends and who don't just want to confirm you. Yes, everything is dark. Yes, everyone is a fool except for you. But the real friends who stand there, come, please come. You can make it. It's no problem. There's help also on the way. And then you should go through it. It's important. If you don't do it in this lifetime, it will come at another time, and another time, and another time. Those who marry know this. If they don't solve their marriage problems with their partner and just run away from it, ignore it, pretend it's not there, the problem will come again. You know, in our tradition, divorce is never considered to be a solution because we know what you don't solve in this life, you will have to solve it in another life. We know this. This is my second point to you. The third point is, something very deep also. Yes. Yes. Do you know the three principles of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement? Yes. Nama Ruchi, someone said. Jivadaya and Vaishnav Seva. At the present moment, I'm reading Chaitanya Bhagavat. I'm actually trying to study it. I'm not an intellectual. My study is really ridiculous. But I'm trying to go as deep as I can. And I really find out that Mahaprabhu instructs his devotees very often to not criticize Vaishnavas. Vaishnav Seva is... Vaishnav Seva means we should not criticize the devotees. And I became very... It fällt wirklich auf, wie sagt man in German? In English. You really begin to think, wow, again this point is there. This was just two chapters before. Don't criticize Vaishnavas. Okay, and then again the point comes, and then a long story comes to tell how we should not criticize Vaishnavas. See, if you criticize Vaishnavas, your bhakti lata, your growth of Vaishnavism will go down. There's a verse which says, the devotees of Lord Nityananda are always extremely cautious from all directions to totally avoid criticism of other Vaishnavas. Actually, they have no time to criticize others because they are busy in chanting the glories of the names and pastimes of Lord Gauranga, who is their life and their wealth. So, someone who criticizes Vaishnavas becomes so black, because it is described that a lot of bad material things will go into his heart when he does it. There are even very interesting instructions for gurus when they find out that they have a disciple who is a Vaishnav aparadi, who always engages in criticism of Vaishnavas, then they must be very careful. It says, those who, after attaining the position of spiritual master, either personally engage in blasphemy of Vaishnavas or support their followers blasphemy of Vaishnavas, certainly become degraded. Then it says, the deliverance of even a guru or person whose followers engage in criticism of Vaishnavas is greatly doubtful. When the guru is very advanced in spiritual life, he can somehow survive if his followers criticize Vaishnavas. But if he is not so advanced, he will also fall down from his spiritual enthusiasm. If there is a devotee who is a Vaishnava aparada, then the Shastras tell us, this is from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writings, Harinam Chintamani, the 10th chapter. The guru should announce in an assembly of devotees and in this way reject the sinful disciple who is engaging in Vaishnav aparad or Nam aparad. Otherwise, he will fall down with the disciple and he will not be able to serve anyone. It's very, very important in Mahaprabhu's spirituality to give up that very Western, normal Western mentality to find faults in others. It is very much desired in Mahaprabhu's spirituality to develop that very spiritual tendency to find the good in others, even amongst many bad qualities. It's something where we have to make a paradigm shift, change our minds around. The example which is given is in the scripture about Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. It is said, He would not listen to blasphemy of a Vaishnava, nor would he listen to talk of a Vaishnava's misbehavior. He knew only that everyone was engaged in Krishna's service. He did not understand anything else. And Prabhupada comments, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami never talked of nonsense or worldly matters, but always engaged in hearing about Krishna 24 hours a day. He never cared to hear blasphemy of a Vaishnava. Even when there were points to be criticized, he used to say that since all the Vaishnavas were engaged in the service of the Lord, he didn't mind their faults. He only knew he's serving. It will. Why is it not necessary to criticize a devotee who serves? The reason is the devotee may make a mistake, which is like fever, but he has now taken to the process of serving Krishna, and inside of his heart is the medicine of bhakti, that is devotional service to Lord Krishna. So while this medicine is there and working, the fever is still active, the fever of, of making many mistakes, the fever of false ego, really, it's still active. But the medicine of bhakti is so powerful that it's only a matter of time before the disease will go down. Therefore, it's not necessary to criticize. Obviously, if you are in a position to help a devotee and correct him, that is a point. We have talked about this about 1 million times. I will not say this here. I will just hint at this. There are instances which you all know about by now where devotees need to be corrected in their ways. That is not. But this Vaishnav Ninda is the envy. I will show him. And then commit an offense. Mm-hmm. Hare Krishna. So these were my 3 points. Increase your attachment. Then a little, I was trying to open the window for you into the past, by trying to make you understand theoretically that you must have been on a process of evolution in order to pick up something so divine and so clear and in some ways also slightly demanding as Krishna consciousness. So when you feel some obstacle in your life, don't become mental and frustrated and vata type. Calm down and then look at it from the distance, what is the obstacle, so that you can really analyze it, what it really is, and then come from a position of strength where you know about your spiritual position as a servant of Krishna and a loved servant of Krishna to go through the obstacle. Another point was, please do not criticize. Whenever you criticize, you can know it will come back to you. Those of you who have not seen it, please do it. Please, next time you criticize, don't try to criticize. But if it comes out, you will see after some time that same lash which you were lashing towards others will be lashed upon you. It's a law of nature. Even the same bad qualities which you object to in others will suddenly manifest in you. You have done the person who you don't like a great favor by criticizing him. You have absorbed his own mistakes. As you become older in spiritual life, you will see the truth of this. I know it took me a few years to understand this. You still have a little time. Ah, Krishna, now I have said what I wanted to say. I wanted to take now the opportunity to greet a very dear guest. Professor Gerd Bauer ist unser Gast. Herzlich willkommen. Wir sind gerade am Ende eines Festivals, ein rauschendes Festival, ein rauschender Geburtstag sozusagen. Wir machen ungefähr noch ein Stündchen und dann würde ich Sie auch sehr gerne kurz begrüßen, denn Sie sind jetzt mein Gast. Ich muss Sie ein bisschen rumführen und ein guter Gast, wie sagt man, Gastgeber sein. Ja. Aber herzlich willkommen hier. Mhm. Ja, gut. I would suggest that at this stage we invite Chita to just sing one bhajan for about 5 minutes. Is this possible? And in this time you can